Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Lots of conversations about people who are spiritual versus religious. I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. Well, can you be one without the other? And what is the actual difference? Rabbi Ari Kiefman, he's a rabbi at Ascenton Central Shul. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Howard. Good morning to all listeners. Great to be with you. Thank God. Well.
Excellent. So you must get this all the time. Somebody saying, well, I'm not religious, but I'm deeply spiritual. Is that real?
Well, I guess, you know, like you said, people could say it all the time. You know, as a rabbi, as a chaplain, you know, I recently certified as a United States chaplain.
Wow.
And they are servicing the embassy, the consulate here, and other things. So they want to have chaplains who are, you know, a person of the faith representing people, but in a secular setting. So
Right. We're
there for people in whatever setting that might be, military, law enforcement, whatever other setting that might be, but it's not necessarily religious. Like
Right. You
said, there are plenty
Right.
of people out there who say, I'm spiritual, but not religious. You know, spirituality supports religion. Both are there in an emotional sense. Both are important. Are they mutually exclusive? Not necessarily so. I do think from a Jewish religious perspective, perhaps you could say there's the religious aspect, say, of Shabbos. Tonight will be Shabbos, and we observe Shabbos. And the religious aspects are lots of law and ritual. But there's the spiritual aspect of Shabbos as well. And I think one without the other is just not a complete Shabbos experience. You need both elements. You can't just have the religious. You also just can't have the spiritual. So, and the truth is, Judaism itself is hard to be defined just as a religion. If you think about it, you know, what does it mean to be a Jew? Are we just a faith? Are we a race? I mean, think about the kaleidoscope of how many races we have within Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
Are we a nation? Well, you have many nationalities of Jewish people, right? So even religion itself, how many Jewish people aren't religious per se and might have a hard time with that? And they might have a deep connection to God without necessarily even being conventionally religious. So I think that on the one hand, religion perhaps represents the ritual, the laws, that involvement of Judaism, the spiritual aspect. Look, I got to say, we have a lot of spiritual people who come to our shul. We have a lot of spirits for them to get involved with.
Yeah, I don't think we're talking Jägermeisters here, but I don't think it's that type of spirituality. But
no, of course.
But I know you're being tongue-in-cheek, but doesn't this, even this conversation really reflect a bit of a failure on religion? And I don't only mean on Judaism, I mean on all religion. If we've got this divide between, it reminds me of many years ago, you would have there was a very close relationship between law and morality, or law and religion. So, for example, adultery would have been illegal and immoral. Now it's just possibly immoral. It's not illegal anymore. So you've got this divergence of morality and law. To some extent, doesn't the divergence of religion and spirituality, that we could even have this conversation, doesn't it reflect a failure of communication in some way on many religions, really?
Perhaps to a tremendous degree, that's absolutely correct. Yet at the same time, I think it's quite amazing, you know, that idea that perhaps the label religion to many people, for whatever reason, you know, leads to various unintended consequences, and then people, you know, it limits the availability for a person to connect with God.
You only
connect with God if you're religious. The fact that people could feel that they have a spiritual connection, even if they're not necessarily following all the laws and rituals of a particular religion, and particularly, let's say, as a Jew, can I do a mitzvah? Can I connect with God even if I'm not necessarily religious? And I would say the answer is absolutely yes.
Sure.
Because even if you're not a card-carrying religious Jew, there's so many mitzvahs, so many connections with the Almighty you could have. And I think in a sense that's the beauty of Judaism. And, you know, I can't represent or speak about any other religion.
No, but I'm not asking.
But certainly, proudly as a rabbi, I would say, despite the fact that somebody is not religious. They certainly could have a deep spiritual connection to God. And if you could connect to God through doing one particular mitzvah, you know, as an example, the chief rabbi is launching this year's Shabbos project and saying, just keep another extra hour of Shabbos.
Right.
Now, some people might say, what's the point of just an hour of Shabbos? Isn't Shabbos the full 25 hours that we're observing? But if you think about that, every moment, every mitzvah, every connection you forge is of infinite value, then despite a person not necessarily being religious, in today's day and age where that's not necessarily fashionable, then at least that spiritual connection, I think, certainly is quite powerful.
Do you think,
you know, every mitzvah ultimately has that infinite value and could bring global redemption to the world?
Right. Do you think that there is, that our lack or our thirst or our need for spirituality, does that represent a void in the world? As in other words, is it a negative or is it a positive in that we are becoming more aware of the fact that there's another side to us other than being placed on this earth, working, you know, living our daily life and then passing away, kind of a thing?
Right. I think you absolutely, you hit the nail on the head, because there's no doubt that everyone naturally, we're hardwired to be spiritual, to be thirsting for meaning, for purpose in our lives. And if for any reason, for whatever reason, perhaps religion might have failed somebody, that's why, ironically, you find Jewish people in all sorts of places looking for that deep meaning, which they really could find within their Judaism. But I do think that the people are looking, people are searching and thirsting for meaning, for purpose in their lives. And that's why spirituality is perhaps one of the greatest types today, because you have a plethora of availability of gadgets and of physical pleasures and everything else. And that's just not giving people, not satisfying the desire to have true deep meaning in their lives. And maybe that's why you're finding a lot more spiritual awareness today.
Absolutely right. Well, before I let you go, this week's Torah portion, as I've explained to our listeners, we read a section from the Bible, from the Torah, every week. This week is the portion of Noah, of Noah and the great flood. What's the lesson to be learned from that?
Well, in life, we all face all types of deluges and floods. We have all types of challenges and struggles, and the waves of life could be pushing us in all types of directions. And maybe we can heed the instruction of God to Noah to go into the ark. The Hebrew word for ark is teva, which doesn't only mean an ark, but also means to go into the letters. The word teva also means a letter. To go into the letters, the words of the Torah, of our prayers, and envelop ourselves in it. It's get ourselves submerged in our spiritual experience. And there's no doubt that every day's Torah portion has lessons to guide us in life. And it certainly can help as a oasis, as a savior from the waves, from the challenges and struggles that we face every day in life.
Absolutely, Rabbi Ari Kiveman. He's a rabbi at Sandton Central Shul, talking to us about spirituality and religion, leaving us with a thought of this week's parasha. Thank you for doing that. Wishing you a Shabbat Shalom.